I think most of us agree that one of the hardest things in life is making decisions.
我想大家都会啊承认这一点，在我们生活里边啊，许多时候做选择是一件啊困难的事情。
And there are big decisions in life, like what college to go to, or whether to apply for a new job and move to a new town, or whether to marry a certain person.
啊，有些选择是至关重大的，比如说你要去哪个学校读书，你要。啊，是不是要申请一个工作，或者说你要跟哪一个人结婚
？We also have a lot of day-to-day decisions we have to make as well, like the right answer on a test, or how to confront somebody who has hurt your feelings, or even what to wear to a party or a wedding.
有些选择好像不是那么重要，比如说啊，你考试的时候，你要填怎样的答案？你要今天要怎样对啊你的啊员工啊训话？你 要去参加一个婚礼，你要穿什么样的衣服
？There are a lot of decisions we make in life that may not even seem like decisions, like just getting up to go to school or doing chores that we're asked to do or paying the bills. But these are still decisions too, right?
啊，有些选择甚至好像都不像选择一样。比如说早上起来你要去工作，去读书，你要付你的账单，或者像这样一些选择。
And even if we get a little bit of time off, we still have to make decisions of how to use our time. Like, should I play video games or exercise or watch TV?
如果你要一点闲余的时间，你可能还是要做出选择。你要选择是要你的用是在啊看电视，还是玩你的 iPhone 或者 iPod?
But generally, we do tend to make decisions that are in our own best interest.
啊，但是一般来讲，我们要做决定是要为了我们自己的好处。
And although it seems counterintuitive, trying to make decisions for our best interest puts a lot of pressure on ourselves because we're afraid of doing something that we might later regret.
可是我们啊，仔细去想的时候，有的时候我们觉得说，做决定有时候很难的，因为做出决定，我们可能以后会后悔。
So I think we can agree that we'd all benefit a little bit from having a little bit of clarity in our life as to what decisions to make.
啊，如果我们真的是能够啊明白。啊，关于如何去做决定的话，在做决定的时候，我们的目的是什么？我们就可以啊，对我们的生活就会有些好处。
Ever since I was young, I've often read this same chapter we just read today of First Corinthians chapter 13.
从我很小的时候，我就开始啊，经常的来读啊这一段《哥林多前书》第十三章这一段章节。
And the first several verses are pretty clear cut. It's saying that love is the most important thing in life, and what love is and what love isn't.
啊，我们看前半段好像是很容易懂，是告诉我们说爱是多重要，什么是爱，什么爱是什么，爱不是什么。
But the second part kind of confused me.
啊，可是第二部分就会让我们很困惑。
Why was Paul talking about prophecies fading away and acting like a child and only understanding things as a poor reflection?
可是第二部分就让我很疑惑，为什么保罗在这里面讲说先知讲道有限啊，讲到说我们像小孩子，甚至讲到说我们今天看事情如同像对着镜子观看，看不清楚，为什么讲这样的事情？
I used to feel like these verses were kind of out of place and didn't really have anything to do with what he was talking about before.
我常常在想说这一段话好像跟前后文好像不相搭的，好像没有什么关系。
But over time, I came to realize that what he's saying is that many things are difficult in life to understand, and sometimes we even feel overwhelmed by our own ignorance.
啊，可是我实在啊，很长时间以来的思考让我啊明白说，在这里保罗所讲的意思就是很多事情啊是很难能够明白，在当时我们做考虑的时候没有办法把，因为我们知识的有限，我没有办法把事情啊的全貌看得清楚。
And even as Christians, we can get confused by theology and maybe have a hard time understanding God's word.
啊，甚至我们作为基督徒，我们有的时候我们也会有困惑，我们没有办法完全明白神的话语。
And Paul was saying that this was even true for him, and he's the one who gave us the most clear explanation of the gospel there is, and provided in his own life an example of what obedience to Christ looks like.
可是保罗他自己啊就是这样，虽然他是。啊，是一个神的使者，但是他很多的时候，他也有同样的困惑。
But he says the most important, some of the things we think are the most important things in our lives will pass away.
他告诉我们说，有些时候我们在生活里面，在生命里面看到说，觉得说，对我们来讲至关重要的事情，说这些事情过后都会过去。
And in the end, there are only these three: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love.
他说到最后只有三件事情啊可以留下来，就是信望爱，其中最大的是爱。
And that love never fails.
啊，爱永不止息。
So what Paul is offering here is a way to kind of cut right through all that confusion that we have in our life and to see what's really our number one priority in every situation.
保罗在这里面告诉我们的就是让我们就拨开生活里面所有的一切复杂，让我们看到一个事情的本质到底是什么。
And the people in Jesus' day were no different than us, and they also had 24 hours every day that they had to decide how they could best use it.
道成肉身的耶稣基督在世的时候，人们的生活和我们今天没有什么两样，每天每个人也都是有二十四小时。
But being a Jew in Jesus' day brought on a whole new world of extra complexity.
可是作为一个犹太人在那个时候生活，他们的生活要比一般人复杂得多。
They not only were subject to the very lengthy laws of Moses, but they were also subject to this long list of extra rules and laws that the religious leaders had come up with over the centuries.
他们不仅要遵守那个摩西律法，摩西律法就够冗长了，可是他们还要遵守那些他们世代以来他们的宗教领袖所加在他们身上的法律条文。
And they had special rules about how to wash your hands and even how to wash certain bowls made out of certain materials in certain ways and exactly what kind of clothes to wear and on and on.
那些法律条文告诉你说你要怎么样去洗你的手，说怎么样去 clean 去来清洗你的杯盘，甚至怎样穿你在怎样的场合要穿什么样的衣服。
And these rules were especially enforced by a religious group called the Pharisees. And they were the ones who used them to kind of tell who was godly and who was ungodly.
这些法律条文，他们在当时是那些有一群人叫法利赛人，他们是强迫人去遵守，他们靠着人遵守这些法律条文与否来判定一个人的好坏。
And at one point, one of these Pharisees tried to test Jesus by asking him, out of all the laws, which one is the most important one?
圣经里面看到说有一次这些法利赛人要试探耶稣，他们问耶稣说：“诫命中哪一条是最大的？”
I think most of us know how he responded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22.
我们知道说耶稣基督是怎样回答的。这个回答是在马太福音22章里面。
Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it: Love your neighbor as yourself." All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。”
So in one sentence, Jesus cleared up all that confusion in our life and made our purpose clear.
我们看到主耶稣就这样一句话，把我们生活中一切的复杂就都拨开了，让我们看到我们的目的是什么。
And of course, Jesus didn't just preach this lesson, but he lived the perfect life of love.
我们看到主耶稣不仅仅把这样一个道理教给我们，他也活出，他是一个活的见证在我们面前。
And because Jesus lived this life of love, everyone was always happy with what he did, right?
主耶稣因为他把这个爱的见证活出来，每个人都很高兴，是不是这样？
Well, let's look at some examples of Jesus' life of love.
让我们来看一下主耶稣是怎样把这个爱的见证活出来的。
In the Gospels, we see that Jesus was becoming very, very popular, such that there are large crowds that started to follow him everywhere he went.
我们看到在圣经里面看到耶稣出来讲道的时候，很快他就变成非常有很多追随者，很多人都跟从他。
We read in the Gospel of Mark, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you."
我们看到在马可福音第一章35节、37节里面讲说，次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来往旷野地方去，在那里祷告。西门和同伴追了他去，遇见他就对他说，众人都找你。
So Jesus showed by his example that loving God the Father was our number one priority.
我们看到耶稣基督给我们树立一个榜样，爱神、爱父神是成为他生命中最重要的事情。
It was important enough that he was able to break away from the crowd who are all demanding that they do something for him.
啊，我们看到他在爱神，他把神当到第一位，他在必要的时候，他就从人群中走开去。
Did the disciples understand?
啊，他的门徒们明白这一点吗？
We interpret from their tone that they're basically accusing Jesus of being irresponsible.
我们看到他门徒在那个时候不明白，从他们的话语里面，你可以好像他们在指责耶稣基督不负责任。
It's kind of like they're saying, "Come on, Jesus, we've got a job to do here. You can't just walk out on us."
好像说他们在跟耶稣讲说，耶稣，我们有这么多事情要做，你不能就这样走开，走开了到自己到旷野去。
But Jesus had his priorities correct.
可是我们知道主耶稣他有他的，他知道生命中最重要的是什么。
And rather than apologizing, he simply said, "Let's go on to the other villages so I can preach there too." And he continued his life of love.
我们看到说他没对着他门徒的指责，他没有任何的解释，他只是告诉他们说，我们可以到别处去，到附近的邻村，我们好在那里传道。
In another case, Jesus was preaching in the synagogue on a Sabbath, and a man approached him who had a withered hand.
在另外一个例子里面，我们看到说，主耶稣有一次在会堂里边讲到，这一天是安息日，有一个手枯的人来到耶稣面前。
And the Pharisees were looking to see if Jesus would heal the man on the Sabbath, which they saw as a breach of the law.
啊，这些法利赛人他们就要看说，耶稣基督是不是要在这个安息日要治好这个手枯的人？因为如果他这样做，他就是破坏了安息日的条例。
So we read, then Jesus asked them, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to kill?" But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and said, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians as to how they might kill Jesus.
马可福音三章四节到六节告诉我们，主耶稣问众人说，在安息日行善、行恶、救命、害命，哪样是可以的呢？他们都不作声。耶稣怒目周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬，就对那人说，伸出手来。他把手一伸，手就服了原。法利赛人出去，同西律一党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
So the Pharisees were so afraid that Jesus would mess up their nice, neat, orderly system that they thought it'd be best just to get rid of Jesus.
我们看到这些法利赛人，他们非常害怕耶稣来，好像就是破坏他们已经习以为常的那些条例，所以他们觉得说最好的办法就是除掉耶稣。
Of course, Jesus had nothing against the Sabbath.
可是我们知道我们主耶稣是对是一个守安息日的主。
In other places in the gospel, we read that the Sabbath, Jesus said the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.
我们也知道主耶稣讲到安息日的时候，他讲到说安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的，所以人死也是安息日的主。
In other words, the purpose for the Sabbath was for us to fulfill our purpose in life, to have a day where we just love God and also love other people.
我们换句话讲，安息日是为人设立的，是要帮助我们来达到我们的目的，就是来爱神也来爱人。
But the Jewish leaders had gotten it wrong, and they loved their rules instead of having love in their hearts.
我们看到，可是这些犹太的领袖们，他们本末倒置，他们来遵守那些条款，而且反倒忘了他们心里边应该有爱。
And Jesus also told them, "You have let go of the commandments of God and are holding on to human traditions."
主耶稣指着他们说，你们离弃神的诫命，拘守人的遗传。
Now, reading these stories, we might feel tempted to think the Pharisees must have just been complete idiots, or at least pure evil, to think that Jesus wasn't doing the right thing.
我们看到这些东西，我们可能心里面会想说，这些法利赛人他们真是愚蠢至极，或者说他们真的是邪恶到一个地方，没有办法看到耶稣所做的一切是好的。
But even though we as Christians don't strictly follow the law of Moses, and our church isn't particularly legalistic, I think there's still a warning for us here.
虽然我们作为基督徒，我们没有完全遵守全部的来严格遵守摩西的律法，甚至我们教会也不是一个严格的意义上立法主义的教会，但是法利赛人他们的所作所为是对我们来讲依然是一个警戒。
I think sometimes it's tempted for us to look at our own church as being a kind of a machine that has to be oiled and fixed so that it continues to run well.
对我自己来讲, 有的时候我看我们的教会, 觉得说, 我们教会像一部机器, 有的时候需要加一点油, 有的时候一些部件需要一些更换和维修。
And I get the sense that this has been a particularly a concern lately as a lot of our hardworking brothers and sisters have taken jobs at other places, and so there's more work to be done with fewer people.
特别是最近让我有一些有点担忧，就是我们有很多弟兄姊妹在我们当中服侍，他们到其他外州去工作，离开我们，好像有教会有很多的工作要做，可是要做工的人越来越少了。
And we do kind of build up our own expectations about how the church should be run, like how many classes there need to be, or how well the Sunday service is going to run, or how often the grass gets cut, etc.
每个人好像在来到教会都有一个一定的期许，好像说我们看到说我们的主日学应该有多少个教室，我们的主日敬拜应该怎样的安排，我们教会除草应该多长时间除一次，我们每个人都会有一些想法。
And it's easy to get so focused on our particular job that it's easy to lose sight of the whole purpose of everything.
我们很容易，我们就把自己的眼目放在这些具体的事情上，然后我们就失去了对整个图画的一个把握。
But God reminds us of our priorities, to love God first, and then second, to love other people.
可是圣经告诉我们，我们的重点是爱神，爱人。
If we don't honor God and we don't deeply love other people in our church, then all of our efforts are really for nothing.
如果我们不爱神，我们不爱我们周围的弟兄姊妹，我们在教会所做的一切都没有任何意义。
And conversely, even if the roof leaks and the sermon is boring and the food tastes terrible and the grass is knee-deep, if we're loving other people and loving God, then God's going to look at our church and be pleased with what we're doing.
相反的，如果即使我们教会会存在许多的问题，比如说我们的饭食不够好，我们的讲道不够活泼，我们的草地有一些乱，但是如果在我们当中有爱，有神的爱，我们能够爱我们的弟兄姊妹，神看我们教会的时候，神仍然会 悦纳我们。
So there's a great deal of freedom in true love.
所以我们看到说真正的爱有许多的要自由。
So if we live a life of love, then our efforts will always be supported by our friends and our loved ones, right?
如果我们过一个有爱的生活，我们周围的朋友，我们的亲人都会支持我们，是不是这样呢？
Well, we'll look at another story from Jesus' life in the Gospel of Mark. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went out to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the teachers of the law came down from Jerusalem and said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, by the prince of demons. He is driving out demons."
可是事实上我们看起来好像不是如此，比如耶稣基督的例子，在马可福音3:20-22里面讲到说，耶稣进了一个屋子。 众人又聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不得吃。耶稣的亲属听见，就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。从耶路撒冷下来的文士说他是被别西卜附着，又说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。When
it comes down to it, I think we really want to please other people in our life, especially the people who we love the most and who we respect the most.
我们常常在生活里面，我们希望说 让我们周围的人高兴，特别是那些爱我们的和那些和我们亲近的，我们总要让他们想要讨他们喜悦。
Most of us want to make our parents happy, and we want to be respected by our friends, and we want to be respected by our church leaders.
我们常常说我们要讨我们父母的喜悦，让我们周围的人尊敬我们，我们要让教会的领袖尊敬我们。
But there may be times where we really feel called to serve in a Christian ministry, but maybe we feel too much pressure to study or to do things that are better for our resume, you know, that's put on by our parents or maybe our boss at work.
常常我们会遇到这样的情况，我们好像有心要在教会中服侍，但是我们来到，我们面临许多的其他的压力，我们在社会上我们要表现得更好，工作要更努力，学习要更努力。
Maybe you feel called to reach out to somebody who your friends don't want to include.
我们可能心里面有一个呼召，要让我们去传福音，可是我们的朋友不支持我们。At
some point in your life, you might go to a church where the church leaders are more concerned about their appearances than they are praising God.
我们有的时候你到一个教会，看到教会的领袖们，他们在注重的是他们自己的事情，而不是去荣耀敬拜神。
You might feel called by God to marry somebody who your parents don't approve of.
你可能面临一个情形，你要和某一个人结婚，可是你的父母不同意。
And these situations are especially hard when we know that the people concerned about us think that they have our best interest in mind.
特别在一些情形里边，我们遇到一些阻力的时候，这些我们的朋友、我们的亲属，他们觉得说他们的意见是为了我们的好处。
But our love of God and our desire to do His will gives us clarity in these situations.
可是我们对神的爱，我们要为神而活，让我们在面临这些困境做决定的时候，我们就有一个更清楚的看见。
And if we give in to the pressures of the world, we might miss the joy that God really wants us to have in our lives through love.
如果我们对世界给我们的压力妥协的话，我们可能就会失去神要赐给我们那些喜乐和平安。
We read in the Gospel of Matthew when Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to perform the ultimate act of love of dying on the cross for our sins.
我们看到马太福音第十六章讲到说，耶稣基督要往耶路撒冷去，要在那里要受死，要在那里完成他那个最终的爱。
You read Matthew, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to him, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.
我们看到说在马太福音十六章21-23节里面讲到说，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后面去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思。”是体贴人的意思。
In Peter's defense, he did not yet grasp what Jesus was doing, both for him and for all of humanity.
我们看到彼得的反应是因为说他不明白主耶稣所做的对他自己、对所有人类的重要性。
He just didn't want to see his beloved Jesus be harmed.
他就是不想让他所爱的耶稣基督受苦。
And we can see too that Jesus was struggling with having to be obedient in his human form.
我们看到从这个章节，我们也看到说主耶稣他自己也在挣扎，他在服从神方面他的挣扎。
When Wendy and I were planning on getting married, it was kind of a tough time for me.
当我和Wendy Kevin 和Wendy要结婚的时候，他说那是一个对他来讲是一个非常困难的时刻。
I felt certain that God was calling us to be married.
Kevin 他知道说他明确感觉到神是呼召他要他和温迪来结婚。
Well, there are certain people in my family who were not supportive because at the time I was Roman Catholic and Wendy was Southern Baptist.
可是 Kevin 的家庭有许多人就反对这件事情，因为 Kevin 是从罗马天主教的背景出来的，温迪是从南方浸信会的背景出来的。
And of course, I love my family members very much, and so it really, caused me a lot of anguish that I couldn't win their approval.
Kevin 说他爱他的家庭成员非常非常爱他们，所以他们的反对在他心里造成极大的痛苦。
But ultimately, I found clarity in love for God's will for my life, and of course, love for Wendy for lots of good reasons other than her being very attractive.
可是到最后，最后神是神的爱让我。对这个事情我们看到答案，我爱温迪，因为他有很多的好处除了他当时非常迷人以外。
And I've experienced, some of the same feelings when going through the process of an adopting a child as we are now.
我们现在正在凯文和温迪，大家知道他们正要准备再领养一个孩子，他们同样现在面临这样一个困难的选择。
There are people who try to talk you out of it because they're concerned about us. And of course, I myself struggle with the temptation to think, well, maybe this will be too hard because you don't really know much about the child, before you get to adopt them.
因为很多人都跟他们讲说不要再这样做了，因为 来领养这样一个孩子，他们自己啊也觉得说也可能这是一个非常大的负担啊在他们身上，因为他们对这个孩子还不是很了解。
But whenever I go to God's word, I feel a real renewal of peace because of the clarity that God gives us in our call to love.
可是当他们每次来到神的面前，神就重新让他们的信心啊能够坚定，因为知道说这是神啊的爱给他们的一个啊指引。
So love can give us clarity in the big decisions of life, but maybe even more importantly, it helps us with the decisions that we have to make every day.
啊，从神那里来的爱，让帮助我们在我们日啊在生活中做正确的抉择，也是在我们日常生活中成为我们的力量。
Because after all, we can make commitments to love our spouse or to love a child or to be involved in the church ministry. But if we don't live this out every day, then it really doesn't mean anything.
啊，我们可以短时间内可能可以爱我们的家人，爱我们的孩子，可以在教会啊来有热心的服事。但是如果这不能够成为我们生活的一部分，成为长期的事情，那也没有更多的意义。
And loving like Jesus did might be in a simple thing, like just talking to somebody at church who you don't usually talk to, who's other than your usual friends.
啊，爱神啊，甚至意味着我们来到教会，我们要和那些啊来到我们教会中的陌生人来讲话，而不是和你的朋友啊聚在一起。
It might be calling somebody in a different state or a different country, even when you feel like you're too busy to do it.
啊，你爱也可能意味着你要给在外州甚至在啊国外的朋友打电话，甚至啊你在你繁忙的时候。
It might mean being late for an appointment because you stopped to help somebody who really needed your help.
啊，这也可能意味着说你要啊，你啊在你去一个约会的途中，你停下来去给别人以帮助。
I know Brother Charlie would be embarrassed if he knew I was talking about him, but I was really touched by an example of his decision to love just this last week.
啊，我想查理弟兄啊，如果在我们当中，他可能会觉得啊啊很啊啊。尴尬，因为我要用他做例子，因为上个礼拜我实在看到他给我啊看见一个爱的榜样。
He's been helping us every week lately with a ministry that we're doing to young people on the south side of Tallahassee.
啊，Charlie Greenville 他一直在帮助我们每一个啊，在每一个周六在帮助我们的，我们有一个啊年轻人的啊福音营在啊这个城的南部。
And last week, I offered to bring some of them to a nearby park to go swimming at a lake because they had been asking me to do that.
啊，在上个周末啊聚会结束的时候啊，那些一些年轻孩子要求啊，请我让带他们到附近一个公园去游泳，因为他们一直要这样啊要求我。
But there ended up being too many kids who wanted to go, so I didn't have room in my van.
啊，可是最后结果是有好多的孩子要去，我的 van 没有办法，我的车没有办法把他们都带过去。
And at first, Charlie said he had something that afternoon he couldn't help, but then he made a phone call and said, "Oh, I can help bring him to the lake."
Charlie, 他一开始说，哦，我下午有一些安排，我没有办法去。但后来他打了个电话以后，就说，哦，没问题，我可以啊帮助你带这些孩子啊到那个公园去。
And it certainly wasn't what he had planned for that day, and he had already been very generous with his time.
啊，可是我们实在知道那一天 ，Charlie 实在没有下午没有这样的安排，他已经啊已经有别的安排了。
One of the boys who came was somebody who had always acted too cool for Bible study, and whenever we'd invite him, you know, he wouldn't even talk to me and walk away.
和我们一起去游泳的有一个孩子，他是啊从来都啊不来参加啊我们的啊圣经啊学习。每次我们跟他讲话的时候，他都啊没有回应。
When we got to the lake, this boy was playing football and he hurt his foot, and so he ended up sitting down by Charlie and talking to him for about half an hour.
这个孩子搭到那边玩去玩那个橄榄球的时候，他把脚伤了，所以他没办法，他坐在那里跟查理聊天，一聊差不多聊了半个小时的时间。
And I haven't got to ask Charlie yet what they were talking about, but they seemed to be enjoying their conversation, and so I was thankful to God for that.
我们没有机会问查理他们在讲什么，但是我能看出来他们的谈话让他们非常啊，他们很啊高兴，他们之间有这样的谈话。
And right when we were about to leave, I came out and I saw that there was some problem. It looked like there was a fight about to break out between one of our boys and some boy from another group that was there.
可是后来当我们要离开的时候，啊，我从啊我啊看到我们啊的孩子和其他另外一个一群孩子，他们啊之间发生了冲突。
And I didn't realize it at the time, but the boys told me that this group of kids, who were mostly white and Hispanic, had been yelling racial slurs at them, and one of the kids was starting to get angry about it.
我当时不知道，后来那些我的带去的孩子告诉我说，那一群就主要是白人和西班牙人的孩子一直在用种族主义的语言在骂这群我带去的孩子，主要是一些非洲裔的孩子。
But Charlie was right there, and he was able to keep the kids from fighting long enough for me to come in and help, and you know, break everything up, and everything was okay.
最后起了冲突以后，查理是在那里，他在那里在做阻止的工作。
It actually gave us a nice chance to talk to the kids about keeping our temper and being forgiven, even when people are treating us very badly.
后来查理在那里知道我出来，所以我把这两群孩子分开。那我也借着这样的机会，我有时间。有机会告诉这样的这些孩子，他们要怎样去做，甚至当别人以仇恨的态度对待你的时候，你要控制你的情绪。
Well, I was very thankful for Charlie for having made decisions out of love that day and coming and helping with this ministry.
所以我非常谢谢查理，他那一天他就临时做了这样一个决定，和我们一起去，他成为我们一个很大的帮助。
And you know, things didn't go the way we had planned, but Charlie was very upbeat and cheerful about it.
我们这个事情就这样完了。我们知道可是查理他非常的他一直很高兴，他没有被这个事情所困扰。
Because the reward for loving like Jesus did is receiving God's peace.
我们把当我们来活出神的爱的时候，神就把他那个属天的平安赐给我们。
We read in the Gospel of John, Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching."My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
约翰福音第十四章二十三节和二十七节告诉我们说，耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我要到他那里去，与他同住。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
So when we try to make decisions for our own sake, it tends to lead to anxiety and fear that we'll make the wrong decision.
当我们出于我们自己的好处要去做决定的时候，常常做出的决定是对我们没有好处，而且我们会后悔。
But when we make the decision to love, we receive the peace that only God can give us.
可是当我们按照神的爱的原则去做出抉择的时候，我们就能够得到从神那里来的平安。
I want to conclude just by reading one more time the first part of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 to remind us of our clear purpose in our life that God gives us.
我要以哥林多前书十三章前半段来结束今天的分享，让我们知道说我们在神里面靠着神的爱，我们可以过每天的生活。
So let's read together.
让我们一起来读。
First in English, love is patient, love is
kind,
it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs.Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
好，我们一起来读中文第四节到第七节。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit to give us hearts that love.
我们在天上的父，我们求你赐给我们一颗爱的心。
I pray that you open our eyes to see the opportunities to reach out to others who you need us to reach to, Lord.
主啊，求你开我们的眼，让我们就是能够把主你的爱分享给那些需要帮助、需要爱的人。
I pray for our church that you might place our love for you and our love for each other as our highest priority.
主啊，求主你帮助我们为这个教会祷告，愿爱主、爱我们的弟兄姊妹成为我们教会弟兄姊妹我们的中心目标。
We thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ as the perfect example of love.
我们谢谢主，你把耶稣基督放在我们啊当面前，让我们他成为我们一个啊好的榜样。
Although we know that we can't repay the love, Lord, that He's given through us to us through dying on the cross, that we might every day become more and more like the image of Christ.
啊，主啊，我们实在知道耶稣基督啊，他在十字架上为我们舍命的爱何等长阔高深，我们没有办法。来偿还，但是主，你帮助我们，让我们每一天能够更像耶稣基督。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉圣耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.